Hey everyone, welcome to episode 100. We finally did it. Thank you so much for your ongoing support. I hope you enjoy. This is the first time since quarantine all the boys have been together. Let's go. I'm not nervous at all, and this is episode 103 of the Top Shelf Podcast. And unfortunately, and I stress the word unfortunately, this is Women Take Over Week. And I'm joined by Jennifer.
Hello.
Abby.
Hi.
Danielle.
Hi.
You all might remember them. Jen's been a guest a bunch of times, and Danielle and Abby actually destroyed the airwaves with their top-rated episode when they were on a couple months ago. It might have been just because I overly promoted on social media, not because you guys are really good. But
Rude.
That stinks. But today, so they're on for two episodes. We're on for Thursday, October 1st, and then they're on again on Sunday, October 4th, I believe it is. And today we're going to talk about our daily gym routines, and I'm going to get it started. So actually, let me back up real quick. The Sunday episode, October 4th, if I'm correct with that date, I will not be here. This is going to be strictly a woman show, and they're going to debate all the quote-unquote nonsense things that the boys have talked about over the last year, over the last 100 episodes.
We're not debating them. We're just correcting them.
We are
them.
Debunking them.
Debunking. There we go. They are the myth busters. And then I'm sure in episode 106, the guys will come back and prove them wrong. But for now, let's talk about our gym routines. Ladies, there's no secret that Josh and I, all four guys, Josh, Jose, and Nick, and I, intermittent fast, right, which is great. Josh and I are religious gym goers, and I've personally switched up my routine from doing 30 to 45 minutes of cardio into 15 to 20 minutes of cardio, and then 20 to 25 minutes of weightlifting. Only for the simple fact that I believe I have no – the crack team of Top Shelf Scientists has not told me anything, but in my own opinion, I've plateaued as far as my cardio has gone, and I need to start weightlifting a little more to get these guns pumped. You see these guns right here, Jen?
Pythons.
I know you see them. 24-inch pythons.
Don't show me.
So I've recently have switched up my gym routine to doing more weightlifting than I ever have before. Jennifer, I know even during COVID, you were doing this hardcore boot camp. Let's run to Slater Park and get crazy in front of the old people.
Yeah. 6 miles. We had elderly people cheering us on the daily. We met people.
You're like local celebrities,
right?
We were
like local celebs. She goes, I'm going to call Channel 4 on you guys. And I was like, I really hope that she does for like a sec. I was like, oh my God, this might be like.
Wait,
this could be a big break.
Channel 4, she's going to call like the worst TV station.
Whatever. I don't. She probably didn't say TV. Maybe she said PBS. Who knows?
So what was your routine during COVID?
We did 6 miles a day. So I live near Slater Park, which is near a portion of the Pawtucket-Lincoln bike path. And we would walk to Slater Park, then jump on the bike path. And once the bike path started, there were 11 benches, so we would systematically run and sprint and walk. And then at each bench, we would do 10 push-ups, elevated push-ups, 10 squats, 10 lunges, and 10 tri-dips.
Holy moly.
So 11 benches times 10, what's that? 110 a day plus 6 miles. It was awesome, and I felt like $1 million.
And I can attest she was literally doing every day. Oh, pretty much every day.
Yeah, just about every day, yeah.
Mask on, mask off, doesn't make a difference. You were still out there all the time.
Yeah, there was one, like, renegade on a bike who, like, yelled at everybody if they were on the wrong side of the bike path. There was some, like, local bike path drama that we caught every day, which was, like, it added to the fun.
That's me. So when I started riding my bike, I bought a horn that has 4 different sound settings. If I pass ducks,
of course it does.
If I pass ducks, I hit the duck. If I want to pass like little kids, I'll hit like the race car. And I'll pass little kids. And then adults, I just give them like the real horn. Like, come on, move over, punks. I'm trying to go real fast. No? I actually just did offer my horn to my nephew Levi because he was riding around the garage and he was crashing, like not crashing, but getting in the way of stuff. I'm like, all right, I'm going to bring you my horn because I'm an adult. I probably shouldn't have a horn. Danielle and Abby, Danielle specifically because of social media only, I know that you're at the gym quite often. And yes. Abby, I'm not trying to dog you, but I know some.
I'm being fully dogged.
But Danielle, I see your routine, well, not your routine, but you're always posting like your calories, your miles, you know, your heart rate, all that stuff, the computer yeah. monitor all the time. What do you do on the daily? If it's daily, I don't know. Please explain to us yeah. you know, what your routine is.
I have an app on my phone and it's, I think, 6 days a week. And it's like 2 days of upper arm and abs, 2 days of glutes, and then one leg day, I think. Mm-hmm. So either do like 10 minute cardio on elliptical if yeah. I'm like, if I'm really sore or whatever, or it's like 45 minutes of running with a little bit of walking. So kind of like I die in the cardio and then lift weights for like 45 minutes, I think it is.
So
what's the app called?
Workouts by Katya.
Katya?
Oh,
yeah.
That sounds real European.
Badass.
That sounds real European.
I know. Yeah. No, she is European, but I've used her before because she has like, it's for girls. So there's like Booty Builder, Beach Body Transformation, which yep. is like weight loss. And then like another one, I think that's like slim down and gain muscle,
right.
basically.
Abby, how about yeah. yourself?
So my gym story is that once September rolled around, I looked myself in the mirror and I said, you're going to do this, girlfriend.
I like that.
So
sounds like Josh. Josh, I know you're going to listen to this. It sounds just like you. But
yeah. So September 1st through 7th, I went to the gym every day. And then after that, I didn't. But my ideal gym routine would be to run 10 miles and then to bench Danielle.
Yep.
So that's what I got.
All right. So let's break. Okay, that's perfect. That's a perfect segue. Is like, why did you stop? You just didn't like it. It wasn't for you. You're afraid of the judgment. You didn't want to pay the monthly cost. Like, what was it that deterred you from, you know, you went 6 days straight and then you said, you know what? I'm good.
Yeah, well, you know, obviously, like, the cost is not deterring because I've been paying it for months.
Oh, you haven't canceled?
Yes.
Okay.
But I think I went too strong, too fast into it, and I got a little burnt out. I was like, I deserve a day off.
Yeah.
It turned into 20. So yeah. So I'm not opposed to going to the gym. I think I need a little encouragement. That's what I need.
All right, so I personally don't like going with anyone.
Mm-hmm.
I like going by myself. I like going when the gym is empty and by myself.
Which happens a lot more now.
Yes.
Yeah. My gym is empty.
I was there
yeah.
last night, and it was two nights ago, and it was absolutely a mob scene. I went right after the normal people get out of work, which is not me. It was like 6:30, 7 o'clock, and it was an absolute mob scene, and I felt completely uncomfortable.
Yeah. Why?
I'm already uncomfortable with my body, but watching.
Why?
Hold on.
You're killing it.
Hold on. Let me finish.
Hurry on.
But when you go there and you see all these guys and women too, because, you know, who are buff and looking good and working out every day and doing their thing. And, you know, and then I go there who I'm just trying to, I guess, play catch up. You tend to be a little self-conscious, which is okay. It's your job to overcome that opinion of yourself and, you know, realize who gives a fuck about what they think or if they
at least you're there.
Right. And at the end of the day, the fact of the matter is no one's looking at you anyways.
No.
But it's a mental thing. And for me, I like going early in the morning because no one's there, or late at night because no one's there. When I go and there's a lot of people, I feel like people are watching.
Yeah.
I know it's not happening. I've talked about this 1,000 times on this show. No one's paying attention to you. I just personally feel like they are. Which is fine. It's a thing I have to overcome. But so I was there 2 days ago, and it was a lot of people. And all the ellipticals were taken because now they're doing every other because of COVID.
Yeah.
So I had to start on the treadmill, which I do not like because it's high impact. And in my part-time/full-time job, I'm on my feet all the time, running around at the Rooster. So I don't want to do any more high impact activities. So I prefer the elliptical because it's low impact. So I did 10 minutes on the treadmill, which sucked. And I switched to the Stairmaster for another, 5 to 7 minutes. And then I moved to weights. By the time I moved to weights, finally an elliptical opened up. But at that point, I'm already switched over to the weights, and it's worthless at that point. So, it can vary. It will vary. I just, oh God. And you know, it all depends on the person and your self-consciousness.
Have you ever tried the rowing machine?
No, no.
It's low impact and it's core building. I think you probably really like it.
Yeah.
Once you get into the groove of it. I love it.
Yeah, do you look like a fool doing it?
No.
No? That's my thing. I gotta look good when I'm doing anything. I know no one cares. It's just me. I'm in my own head. But I'm not the only one. Now, if you speak to the other boys, you know, especially Josh, who's a gym rat all the time, he couldn't care less what he looks like. You know, he started at 300 pounds and worked.
You're there. You're sweating it out. At the beginning, I will say, when I first started going to the gym heavily at the beginning of last year, I was like, shit. So many people at the gym. Like, these people are fit. Same as exactly what you just said. And I'm like, you know what? You have to start somewhere. Like, who knows how many of those people started exactly where I'm at. What does it matter? Exactly. You're there anyway. Right. You're doing your goddamn thing. Right. What does it matter? Don't worry about it. Just do you and just get it.
A thing that I remember a lot is that, you know, you're looking around to see if people are looking at you. That's what everyone else is doing. Nobody's looking at you. They're trying to see if you're looking at them.
Right.
Well, that's true.
You may make eye contact, but it's because they're self-conscious also.
Yeah.
And that's something I personally have to be, you know, aware of, but it's a mental thing.
I don't care. I wave at people and I dance on the Stairmaster.
Of course you do.
Oh my God. The people who dance on the treadmill, like, literally have it at, like, 1 mile per hour. Have you seen that? There's always old ladies. They literally dance.
Yes. I'm one of them. I'm not an old lady. I dance any chance I can. I don't care. Stairmaster.
I would love that.
Double step. Do a little booty dance on the way up. Yeah, I love it.
So do you find that wearing the mask has hindered your exercise, or you don't really care?
So at my gym, you have to wear it on the way in and then on the way out. And then as you move from machine to machine, you're supposed to put it on. But if you're strenuously working out, you're not required to wear the mask on a machine. So it doesn't hinder me at all.
Yeah.
I don't think about it at all.
Danielle?
Yeah, no, same. I think I ran with the mask on once and then I was over it. But you only have to use it when you come off the machines and walking around.
See, I have where I go, you have to wear it no matter what. And if you're not wearing it, unless you're taking a, you know, drink of water, they throw you out and they'll suspend your membership.
What?
That's impressive.
Right. So you're at first, when it first reopened during COVID, it was, you know, get into your machine, same situation, get to your machine, take it off while you're in the machine, whatever. Now it's you wear it all the time, no matter what, unless you're taking a drink of water.
Is your gym small?
No, it's huge. It's workout world. It's huge.
I wonder why they would do that. It's
absolutely enormous.
Have, like, big ventilation.
Right. Yeah. And the only people don't have to wear it, if there's a private room and, you know, it's like only, you know, the platinum members that can go in there. They don't have to wear it while they're in there. But other than that, like, you're stuck wearing it all the time. And obviously the lockers are shut down. The sauna, which I've just recently gone into, unfortunately. And, you know, the showers and all that stuff, they're all shut down. You can go and take a leak, but other than that, you can't do anything else.
Yeah, I can't shower at my gym either.
Yeah, which is terrible.
Which is, it's 20 minutes from my house, but it's closer to my job, so.
Right.
I would naturally just shower there and go right to work, and now I have to go twice as early so that I can come home, shower, and whatever.
Well, Abby, do you feel like you're going to get back into the routine, or are you just completely over it at this point?
Abby's coming with me, right, babe?
Oh, yeah. No, I got a gym partner now. No, I definitely want to get back into it, I think. You know, it's just the matter of, like, mind over matter, being like, well, I was out for so long, why go back?
Right,
you know,
right.
I think I just need, like, a little encouragement to do that.
So my encouragement was, you know, my closest friend who went from, I talk about him all the time, I said it 7 times right, he went from 300 to, like, 185.
Uh-huh.
And granted, we're not going to do this. And he, you know, all 4 of us at the table will never do this. He completely stopped drinking. And then went to the gym 7 days a week, intermittent fasted. He was completely dedicated to it.
Mm-hmm.
So he dropped 100 pounds plus within, you know, less than a year.
Oh my God.
That's a lot.
Alcohol alone will stop, you know, will help you at that point.
I think I'm going to give it up this month.
Are you? I always tell myself that, and I know I won't have to be fun.
We don't have to give it up. We have to cut back.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all. We have to cut back. You know, giving it up is crazy. And I've cut back, you know, I don't want to use the word substantially, but I've cut back enough. And today I know we're all having a couple cocktails and having a good time, but you don't have to quit. Just say, all right, I'm only going to drink on Saturdays or Sundays. Football Sundays, you have to drink. Actually, you're at work with me, so let's not going to work. So you're 2 days off, Tuesdays and Wednesdays. You should be drinking.
Those are the days I don't drink, oddly enough. I drink more when I'm at work because it's a coping mechanism. By the end of my shift, I'm like, I need a tequila. When I'm at home, I'm like, who cares? No, I'm fine. Everything's fine.
I saw a commercial for the new Peloton bike.
So my best friend and her wife put it on their wedding registry. They have one. And they will never go back. They are obsessed. They have gear. They promote it online. It's the greatest thing they've ever purchased in their life. And I actually have the app. I downloaded it during quarantine because I wanted some different workouts because my gym was closed.
All right. So the commercial I saw was it started off with the young lady on the bike hustling her ass off, which is great. And then all of a sudden, I never saw another clip of someone on the bike. They're all doing like workouts alongside the bike. So Peloton had the audacity, which I'm sure it's amazing. Don't get me wrong. I've looked into it. I've, you know, looked at the financing options, whatever, and I thought about it. But this last commercial kind of perturbed me because it was the first clip was a lady on the bike, like, yeah, work it, do your thing. And then never again was there a clip of someone on the bike. They're all doing side workouts.
Yeah, I don't know anything. I obviously have not seen that commercial.
So I was a little creeped out by it.
Why?
I don't know, because you're promoting a exercise bike, but no one's exercising on the bike.
But there's also the app. It's saying like you can do the best of both worlds. Jump on the bike if you want to, or try this Tabata workout alongside the bike.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Okay, we have 4 minutes left. Let's get into your eating habits.
So I recently met with my trainer and I was intermittent fasting for a while and she advised me against it because she believes that I need to kickstart my metabolism. She thinks that my metabolism is dormant.
That's not what happens at all.
Okay. Everybody's body is different. Thank you. And I believe
according to the crack team of scientists at the top shelf laboratory.
Naturally. So I am going to do 6 small meals, breakfast snack, lunch snack, dinner. Mm-hmm. What's that? 5 or 6? 5? Whatever. Yeah. Before like 7. So then the evening is like almost intermittent fasting plus what I'm eating.
Yeah.
All low carb.
Danielle, okay. Low carb. Please.
Oh, man. Well, I actually met with a nutritionist like earlier this year. And I'm also type 1 diabetic, so like different rules apply to me.
Right.
That's a little bit.
Yeah.
So I've been doing I can't do like keto or like no carb because I just like keto. I've been doing a lot of it is like portion work because that's just my problem. It's just like I grew up like with a, you know, unhealthy eating and everything.
Right.
Just like breaking that cycle. So that's what I'm working on right now.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Danielle?
In the past, I've done like literally every diet, like keto, except like a powdered food, and you microwave it and you eat like 600 calories a day. But that didn't work. So now I just kind of do like calorie counting or just like mindful eating.
Right.
I'm hungry at like a salad or a yogurt. I try to pay attention to it. Like have pizza if I want it, but
not in
it.
Excess. There's a lot of apps though. I use a Lose It app and you track your food and it just. You put a goal and it gives you the calories you have for the day.
Does it break down like, hey, I'm eating at McDonald's. It tells you what this McDonald's cheaper.
Yes, you can. Right. Yeah, everything.
Well, I have noticed personally that these Abby and Danielle, when they come to visit us at work, their choices of food have changed. They're leaning towards
loaded
more.
Tots.
Oh, besides loaded tots, which how can you resist that? You can't resist that.
I just don't eat a lot of
right.
them. Our other friends eat.
Yeah, but their food options have changed, and so which is great. But, if this is where I want to debate intermittent fasting for the next minute and 10 seconds, is that it allows you to eat what you want to a certain extent.
It's true.
Within your calorie, within your calorie, allowance. And so is that Angela who's telling you? Not my daughter, Angela, your trainer, Angela.
My trainer, Angela, mentioned that intermittent fasting works best when you're close to slash have already reached your goal as a form of maintenance.
I'm going to have to speak to her because intermittent fasting works in so many different aspects.
No, I'm sure that it does.
So at this point, I feel like Angela doesn't know what she's talking about. Not my daughter, Angela. your trainer. So I'm going to have a conversation with her.
Please do.
And educate her on what
she's
missing out on.
You know, a trainer.
And she looks great.
She's a trainer.
She looks amazing. Don't get me wrong. She's doing a great job. And you look, everyone here at the table looks great.
I just
personally feel like she's steering
you. Well, it's been working for you. And I don't
eat everyone else I know.
Yeah.
You don't have to. That's the beauty of it is. You don't
like,
have,
I
you
do
don't,
not eat very much.
You don't have to eat enough. You don't have to eat right. You don't have to do anything. You just make sure you're eating within your allotted window.
Right.
And with the exercise and the hydration and the sleep, you're in good shape.
How much
at that
sleep
point.
Do you get at night?
6 hours typically. I need 2 more hours, but actually last night I got 8 hours. Oh my God. It was unbelievable. I was in bed so early because
I was awake.
Because
that
the
storm
debate put me to bed.
Me
so I was awake. I went to bed so early. It felt so great waking up, you know, an hour late.
Good for you.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. that's all I have on our gym routine / eating habits / Jen's terrible.
Try the
trainer.
Rower. Official. Rower.
Rower. I'm going to try it tomorrow.
It's fine.
Whoa. You know about the rower?
Yeah, no, it's fine.
I'm okay to go over. Let's go. Talk about the rower, Danielle.
It's really good core. You can go really fast.
Your whole body is working.
Yeah, your whole body is involved.
It's fantastic. You engage every single muscle. You use every single muscle. It's awesome.
It is. And it kind of goes by fast.
And it's low impact.
It is low impact.
Which you are a fan of.
Low impact is my thing because, Danielle, you work in the restaurant business too.
Mm-hmm.
High impact is not a fan of our knees.
No, it's not great for the knees. You bash yourself over and over.
And I've been begging my boss for new mats behind the bar, but I don't see those coming anytime soon.
What, do you have a suggestion for the mats that you would like behind the bar? Perhaps you
could
just go after
about,
a suggestion.
We'll worry about when COVID's over, we can afford it.
Yeah. Good plan.
Ladies, we are Be The Top Shelf at BeTheTopShelf.com. This is Jennifer Marshallsey at... I don't know your Instagram.
Jennifer Unschke.
Okay. Let's not. Let's,
or Red Rooster 510. Red Rooster 510.
Let's stick to that. Where you can find our fantastic specials daily. And you can come see me part time. Danielle?
My Instagram?
Yeah.
Oh, Danielle Galvin.
Danielle Galvin. Abby. Sterling.
Yeah, that's Sterling _A98.
Beautiful.
Hey.
Isn't it amazing how I know hers and I don't know anyone else's?
I know mine's literally my name.
Yeah.
Well, it's just her name.
Here's the thing, because when I saw Sterling, I'm like, who the hell is this? And then I saw her picture, which is great.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Everyone have a great night. We're going to see you October 4th. We're not going to see you October 4th. The ladies are taking over. They're going to debunk all our dating theories. Peace. Thank you for enjoying this episode of The Top Shelf. And as always, you can follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Our music was created by Slater. That's SLDR_music. And as always, have an amazing day.